Hey, you know, today is...
I do.
What?
It's leap day.
Yes, February 29th. That's where we leap.
Okay.
Sorry.
Let's get real though, right?
No famous leap song.
Actually, you're saying that now. I don't even really truly remember why it's called leap year.
Oh, he's right.
Oh, that's
got
okay.
It, right? Well,
I did the Google.
I didn't study this a lot in school, or wasn't taught a lot, but is it about the calendar and keeping things in sync?
It is, we have to catch up. I do know that, but I didn't know why it was leap.
According to the folks at Jet Propulsion Laboratory, it's to counter the Earth. The Earth's orbit is not precisely 365 days.
Sure. Okay.
It's 365 days and about 6 hours.
Okay.
So if you add those 6 hours up over 4 years, ta-da, it's a day. And if we didn't do it, in about 100 years, winter would be in the summer.
Yeah. Ooh, like Game of Thrones.
It would be hot at Christmas.
That makes sense.
You know, all that kind of stuff.
Okay.
So that's why we do it. Now, there are some catches here, some addendums and quid pro quos.
Okay.
Every 4 years, right?
Yes.
However, if it's divisible by 100...
This is where you lost me.
You can't do it. It's not a leap year.
Okay.
Like 1900, 1800, 1700... 2000, we did do it because...
We forced it?
No. If it's divisible by 100, we don't do it unless it's also divisible by 400.
Mm.
The year 2000 was divisible by 400. So
wow, who figured all this out, huh?
Brains.
And it's,
the brains.
That means that it's not precisely the six-hour difference each year, right?
To
make it, so you're making up for something else every 100 years?
You know, that's where it gets too technical for me.
Okay.
That's where you zoned out in class.
Yeah.
Right.
By the way, if any of us make it to 2100, because that's a 100 but not a 400, there won't be a leap year that year.
Okay.
That's something to look forward to in about 78 years.
Okay.
I think it's important to have something to look forward to, the little more like the weekend, this weekend.
And as far as folks who get stuck with the birthday today, about 5 million people have leap day.
Leap.
My first ex, her grandmother, had a leap birthday. So when she lived into her 80s, and when she passed away, we were celebrating her 20th birthday.
I love that. Good for
her. She loved it, too.
Good for her.
Oh, we got free food today, too.
Yeah.
Wendy's today is giving away that free Cinnabon pull-apart.
Excellent.
Don't have to order anything. Just go in there and get it. A lot of folks are offering 29% discounts.
That's cute.
If you were born today, go to Krispy Kreme. You get a free dozen donuts.
Thank you for the lesson, Mr. Sam.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has three things to know today coming up at 6:50.
On the way next, though, want to hear from you. 877-310-4MSJ. Love hearing from you so much. Like Kathleen yesterday, who said she's been a teacher for 32 years. But 30 years of that has been at the same school.
That's really impressive.
Part of keep the wow. So keep it coming, 877-310-4MSJ.
Got something kind of like that, Dawn?
Oh, I had a teacher the same as my parents.
Oh, I love that.
Oh.
Okay.
So it was my 7th grade year. It was math class. And the first day, the teacher reads my last name, and he says, which one do you belong to?
I
have several uncles.
Right.
So I tell him which one, and he says, oh, okay, Bill, I see. So I come to find out from my dad that it was also his basketball coach.
Oh, yes.
And he didn't like him very much, and he refused to cut his hair.
I didn't like him much. You're saying that the teacher didn't like your dad. So did that color sort of your relationship with him? Did it taint it or?
It always made me feel a little awkward, but he never treated me any differently.
That's great. Okay, that's wonderful to hear.
For the record, I didn't cut my hair either.
Family tradition and all.
Right.
Yeah.
So did you go, do you remember, did you go home that day and tell your dad about your new math teacher?
Yes. I said, Dad, I think my math teacher knows you. Mm-hmm. And I told him his name and he said, oh, yes.
Uh-oh. It's funny you bring this in because we're sitting here thinking that if you have that sort of generational teacher in a family that we think it's the sweetest thing in the world, but not necessarily.
Yeah.
It could have gone
not if your dad set the bad precedent. Yeah.
Yeah. Not when you have a dad who's a rebel who refuses to cut his long hair.
That's funny. That's funny. Well, thank you for this, Dawn.
Absolutely. I just love you guys.
Thank you.
I listen to you every morning. I'm so happy to get to talk to you.
Thank you. We love knowing you're there. Just call us anytime.
Yeah, absolutely. That reminds me that my aunt and uncle, Guy and Bobby, went to school with one of my English teachers. So mm-hmm. it wasn't like, she taught my parents and me, mm-hmm. but she was friends with him and she wound up teaching me.
Oh.
And it didn't impair the way that she treated me either.
But she knew all the dirt on your aunt and uncle.
About to say.
Apparently so.
Nice.
Including the long hair.
Coming up next.
Jody has your Hollywood Outsider.
The latest buzz. Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by Avatar, The Last Airbender, now on Netflix.
All right, guys, how about everything we know so far about the Michael Jackson biopic? What a thing to take on, and filmmaker Antoine Fuqua is the one making this movie.
Mm-hmm.
We know that Michael Jackson's nephew, his name is Jafar, he's Jermaine's son, is playing the older Michael.
I'm on my way.
You hear this? This is Jafar. Yeah. A song he released a few years ago.
Hmm.
He sounds...
Michael-ish?
Michael-ish? If you'd have released that and not told me it was Jafar, I would have thought, oh, there's a new Michael Jackson song being released. He looks a lot like him, too. And guess who's given the blessing for him playing it? Not only him playing it, but the quote is, he embodies Michael, Katherine Jackson.
Mom?
Wow.
Katherine Jackson. The filming is already underway, so we know that. We know that Miles Teller has been cast to play his longtime manager.
Hmm.
What we don't know, and what I think will not happen since they have the family's backing and blessing, I don't think they're going to go into his controversies toward the end of his life. And it's going to be about the career and the building and then being, you know, going, leaving the family and going solo. So we will, here's the date though. We're going to get it April of 2025, so about a year from now.
Hmm.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Sam is the food dude.
Got not one, but two new Oreo flavors to tell you about.
Sam's always up on the new eats. He's the food dude.
Brought to you by Chick-fil-A.
We have not one, but two. I feel like the count.
Yeah,
two.
Please.
Two new Oreos coming.
Okay.
Okay.
Dirt cake Oreo. Now, this is a regular Oreo. Because the other one is a thin, but this one is dirt cake regular. It's going to have two different little, a brownie flavor cream and a chocolate flavor cream.
Right, because dirt cake is normally made with Oreos.
Yeah.
Which is so cool.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
So delicious.
Okay. Makes you wonder why it took so long. What else could we make? Hello. And usually when you make dirt cake, you have the worms coming out.
Yes.
So what they've done is they've taken little sprinkles and put them on the outside of the Oreo. It's not worms. It's just sprinkles.
It's worms.
It's supposed to taste like the worms.
Okay.
So that's that.
That's gummy worms.
Going pretty far.
Yeah. And this one is a limited time only. Get it while you can flavor.
Okay.
The thin Oreo, the new one, is a permanent flavor. And Murphy, you will love it. It is tiramisu.
Oh, yes. They don't have a full-sized Oreo with the tiramisu in it already? I don't remember.
Maybe they did at one time, like a pass, you know, come and go, but this one is going to be permanent.
Maybe it's because if you're a fancy person who loves tiramisu, you want to eat a thin Oreo.
This way it's not, you know, full-size. You're not packing on the pounds or anything like that.
Right.
Or not packing on as many pounds.
As many pounds,
it's still a cookie, but
okay,
yes.
Very cool.
That sounds good.
Speaking of packing on the pounds, here's a way to do it. The new Reese's Peanut Butter Mini Egg.
Oh, yeah.
These are little eggs, peanut butter and chocolate.
Yeah.
But they come in a big package unwrapped. Oh,
oh.
The only thing standing in your way is that wrapper. Not anymore.
Oh, that's right.
You just
stick your hand in,
grab a handful, and pop them in.
You can also do all kinds of fun things with those besides just pop them in your mouth.
Like?
I don't know. Like put them on top of brownies or something.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Pringles. Most requested Pringles flavor of the past 2 years, honey mustard. So they said, fine, we're tired of hearing it. We're bringing it back.
Ooh. I never tried that.
Yeah, me either. So it's coming back. And they
must
said this time they're bringing it back and it's going to be for good. So you don't have to worry about it going away anymore.
Well, thank you, Pringles. And thank you, food dude. Coming up next, three things to know today.
three things to know today.
Brought to you by Boot Barn.
Number one, the IRS's new free tax filing software is available now in 12 states. It's called Direct File. Arizona, Florida, New York, Tennessee, to name a few. There are some restrictions. Only employees who have a W-2 can use it. It's a free system. And you have to have a Social Security number, obviously, or a taxpayer ID number.
Why is it not available everywhere? Is it just a trial run?
It's a trial year of it. And it's available online and on mobile, too.
Okay.
Number two, Wendy says, wait, we weren't going to do surge pricing. No, we are not. Never mind. They said they were never really considering surge pricing. They were considering something else.
Yeah, right. That's why everybody reported it.
They've invested a lot of money in these digital menu boards that we're going to start getting, and they'll offer discounts at different times of the day. Surge pricing is not a brand new thing. Uber does it. Based on event and location, I did not.
We don't believe in charging people more when they're hungry.
Okay. It was smart for them to walk that back right away.
Yeah.
And number three, it's not just leap day. They say it's time refund day.
Oh.
Okay, head scratcher there. Meaning, it's basically supposedly like free time today. You're encouraged to spend the day doing something that you would not normally do.
Oh.
Most of us are working today.
Yeah. Where's the free
but
time?
But thanks for the heads up.
You're in the know. Three things to know today.
You know, yesterday we were talking about your voice and what it says about you, your pitch, your volume, whether you mumble or you articulate.
Mm-hmm.
And it made me realize something about myself. Because of what we do, I over-articulate sometimes. I find that in my life. When I'm ordering a Diet Coke, I'm very, you know, I don't like to mumble.
Yeah.
And I've had friends that have pointed it out to me. And I'm like, that's just because of what we do.
Have the friends ever told you that it's you have the radio voice? You have a regular voice and a regular radio voice?
No, I've never heard that. And I hope I don't have that.
I mean, my kids tell me that.
Do you sometimes talk to them like this?
Apparently I do.
Well, I bring it up because
it is the stereotype now, isn't it?
It does happen to a lot of people. My Uncle Terry, who is a retired police officer, is always looking at license plates. And your work shows up in your life. You don't know it. You don't intend. Phoebe, our youngest, Murph, is currently waiting tables. She's in school, but her job is she waits tables. And do you notice what she does when we go out to eat now? When we take the girls out to eat?
Oh, she's the one that stacks the plates at the end of the meal.
When the meal is over, she starts stacking, pre-clearing the table for the wait staff. And the server will come up and be like, oh, thank you. You must wait tables.
Yeah, I was wondering.
You know, what you do shows up in your life. You can't help it.
Yeah.
And so I asked on our Facebook Facebook page, where does it show up in your life? Because we want to know about it. Leanne says, I do medical billing. So when I'm at a doctor's office as a patient, it just clicks in and I ask questions. I ask questions that other people wouldn't ask. Danielle says, I mentally fix people's eyebrows and evaluate their skin. I'm an esthetician. You know that's probably, you can't help yourself.
Yeah, you can't.
Here's my favorite. Kayla, I'm a phlebotomist, and I notice veins everywhere.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But my husband and I have both worked in the service industry, and we always try to pre-bus the table.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's called, I guess, bussing the table, pre-bus. Teresa, I'm a pharmacy tech. Anytime a loved one or friend has medication they don't know about, my tech brain kicks in, and I fill them in. So keep it coming. We want to hear about where your work shows up in other places in your life. You can even give us a call, 877-310-4MSJ. We always love to hear about what you do. What is your work? But we also want to know where else it shows up in your life because you can't help it. Like when a nurse goes into nurse mode when they're not at work.
One of my friends who's an attorney is always, catching the unintended tax consequences legal ramifications of decisions I make.
That's right.
No, I'm grateful for that.
That's Trey, right?
Yeah. He's awesome. Yeah, okay. He's the best.
So from our Instagram and Facebook page, man, you really came through with these.
Yeah, Stephanie says, I give excellent customer service because it's crucial for students to be treated like responsible young adults for the first time.
Awesome.
I've worked at a university for 18 years.
Nice.
Yeah, that's a big transition time. Mm-hmm. Rothy says, I always notice grammar. As a court reporter, I had to proofread my transcript, so she always notices grammar, lack of punctuation, misspelled words, and a few... I get that.
That one could drive you nuts,
Well, I'm
too.
Sure English teachers probably do the same thing. It just happens naturally.
It's part of you.
Jody, you mentioned nurse. Well, yes. Meredith is a nurse. She says, I definitely go into nurse mode when needed. Like New Year's Eve. A lady face planted on the sidewalk right in front of me. I sobered up immediately, grabbed a napkin to stop the bleeding from her nose, did neuro checks, the whole shebang.
Whoa. Thank goodness for you.
Yeah. That's the place to have an accident in front of a nurse.
Yeah.
Holly, I've been in education 29 years. My son says, Mom, you're always in teacher mode.
Yeah. It's hard to shut that off.
My daughter-in-law is a teacher, and you can see how teaching... Takes over.
It becomes a part of who you are.
Mm-hmm. Zeb has one here, Jody, that it reminds me of your Uncle Terry, because Zeb was a police officer, is a police officer. Yeah. Never sits with his back to the door any place in public.
True.
Always watching behavior and hands. And
I bet he backs into parking spots, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
Vicky says, I'm a court reporter, so I'm constantly proofreading signs and news headlines.
Yeah.
For sure. Mm-hmm.
Here's one. Turning the tables. Amy, I'm a mystery author. The question is, how does what everyone else does show up in my work?
Interesting.
Keep it coming and join us anytime. We love knowing what you do and where else, how else it shows up in your life.
Coming up next, Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
The latest buzz.
Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by Avatar, The Last Airbender, now on Netflix.
It's been confirmed all 5 of the songs nominated for Best Original Song at the Academy Awards will be performed during the show. That means, and I like this, Billie Eilish and her brother Phineas will perform What Was I Made For?
What was I made for?
Man, not a pin can drop.
Is that expected to win?
I mean, maybe. And, you know, she'll do it. She'll perform it not just as a song, but probably as a whole little skit, as she should. Now, here's another one that, you know, he didn't think this would happen. Ryan Gosling will also perform I'm Just Ken. Also from the Barbie movie. Talk about pressure. You think you're done with the project and you're glad you did it and you check it off. And then, oh, whoa, here come the Academy Awards. And not only do you have to do that, you don't get 2 and 3 takes. You have to do it live.
You can't just sit out there with your friends. You got to get on stage.
You can't. All right. Also from the Fire, Flamin' Hot from the Fire Inside. It Never Went Away from American Symphony. And then a song for my people from Killers of the Flower Moon. So quite a production this will be. Academy Awards coming up live on ABC Sunday, March the 10th. Of course, hosted by Jimmy Kimmel.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
A single person story?
A single mom's love story not to be missed. Sam, did you see that our friend Lori is engaged to be married?
Lori.
Yeah, Lori.
Oh, that Lori.
Yeah, did you see that?
No,
she
I did
shared
not.
On social something personal. And it was so cute the way she did it. She said how it started 2019.
Yeah.
You know, we started dating, ha, ha, ha. And then how it's going. He proposed to me on Valentine's Day. And I just screamed. It wasn't a good moment either. I was in a waiting room. But anyway.
It's good because if there's any day that you might be expecting to be proposed to, it's Valentine's Day.
They were on a hike. They hiked together. Okay. She wasn't expecting that.
He stopped suddenly in the woods.
And I don't know.
Got down to his knee. She thought he was tying a shoe.
I don't have the exact story, but we'll get it. We'll go to dinner with them or something. But I like to share this story, but not just because she's a friend, but to bring anybody in on this if you're single. Lori is a dear friend of mine. When I met her, she and I clicked immediately, like instantly, we're going to be friends. And I learned that she was divorced and she raised her daughter, single mom. And in the whole time her daughter was growing up, she never dated. She would not do it. She did not want to bring someone into her daughter's life, and that's her choice. No judgment on anyone who does.
Sure.
But she waited until that child graduated high school and moved away before she would even think about dating. And I was like, wow. So she was like this person who was, you know, by herself for a long, long time. And then she met Paul, and they started dating in 2019 and then went through a pandemic together and still dated. But he was married for a very long time and recently divorced when they started dating. So they had completely different backgrounds on relationships. And it was so funny because she's a girlfriend of mine. So we talk about these things. And she even says, she's like, Jody, I think I maybe I need to sort of back off a little, because she says Paul needs his space. He was married for a long time. And I'm like, oh, I'm in a relationship now, so I'm going to be all relationshipy. And it was just so cute to watch them figure that out.
Yeah.
They're together now and they're getting married. And I just love that story. Not just because it's two people we know. You know, we met him through her.
Yeah.
But just that.
Watching it evolve.
She chose to be single for a very, very long time. And she would have been fine had this not happened for her.
Right.
But it did.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully looking for a wedding invite soon.
Three things to know today.
Brought to you by Boot Barn.
Number one, the Texas wildfires in the panhandle of Texas are still raging out of control. One person has died and it's burned about 1 million acres. Forced evacuations and power outages and cattle loss. About 85% of the state's cattle population is located in ranches there.
Wow.
And so there are towns where there are more cattle than people. Number two, why are new cars suddenly so much cheaper? And if you've been shopping or you haven't, they are.
Oh.
There's a surplus of unsold cars in the U.S. So car makers are now like lowering prices to get them off of the lots. Mm-hmm. Quite a different story from a few years ago. And that could make 2024 the most affordable year since the pandemic to buy a new car.
So they're cutting deep and pricing cheap.
I hope they're not saying that. And number three, Jon Stewart's beautiful emotional tribute to his family's dog that he talked about on The Daily Show on Monday night has led to lots of donations to the shelter where they met him.
We called him Tipper. And in a world of good boys, he was the best. Mm.
This place was called Animal Haven in New York in the area. And that place has received over $25,000 in donations since he told that story on Monday night on The Daily Show.
You're in the know. Three things to know today.
Hey, Jody, I got a little confirmation here for you. Well, actually for everybody.
Okay, on
yesterday, what? We got an email from Maria.
Yes.
And she was saying, because I was talking about how whenever I'm looking for something on one of the streaming services, I never know which one has it.
Oh, we've all been there.
Right. So you're like, I go on Prime and I check. Oh, not here. Go over here. Check. Not here.
You play the game with right. Where is this?
And Maria says, if you got Roku, just go on Roku and search.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll have everything. And I did it. I have it on my phone.
Yes. And I use the Roku app for the remote.
Yeah. Well, I type in Jim Gaffigan, the comedian, because yes. I know he's got 1 million specials. And sure enough, it's like I click on Quality Time. It says it's on the CW, which is free.
Okay.
I click on King Baby. It says this one's on Netflix.
Oh.
You know, I click on Dark Pale. It says this one's on Prime.
Murphy, did you know that our Roku app would do that? I did not.
I guess I didn't know it would do that, but you know what I did notice, and this must be a recent update, is it was suggesting the things that we last watched, whereas it used to be you had to go into the shows, but that's the first thing that pops up on the screen. Continue where you left off. When we were watching Griselda,
yes.
for example, it would pop up on the Roku home screen, not just Netflix.
Oh, that's cool.
Which made
cool.
it easy, yeah.
Worlds colliding there.
But the reason we're using the app on our phone instead of the remote is because the remotes have been eaten by the dogs.
Well,
there's no reason to have. And I don't want another remote anyway. I've already got my phone in my hand. Right. Yeah.
I left it where it shouldn't have been left. So it's probably my fault too. But you know what's funny though?
We found the other half in the backyard. We'll leave it at that.
You know how I.
Where were the batteries?
Gross. Wait, listen. This was one of my favorite days. You know how I am a little slow to want to do anything in an app?
Yeah.
I don't need fast food apps and things like that.
Don't know what you're missing.
Murphy was like, Jody, when the remote problem happened, he was like, you know you can use the app and if your phone becomes the remote. I'm like, that doesn't sound like me. And when it worked, I was like, whoa!
Yeah.
My phone is the remote. Are you kidding me? Mind blown. So much entertainment. I know I'm so entertaining with that. Susan said this. Oh. Heard your conversation about the search on your smart TVs. If you have Roku, Fire Stick, or any of those, they also have search features.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
She's confirming it as well.
Yeah.
So much easier.
Hope to make your searching for what you're trying to watch easier.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has another Hollywood Outsider, and next, Sam has music news.
Yeah, a little bummer for Ariana Grande fans hoping for a new tour.
Sam's got music news.
Brought to you by Sky Rizzy.
We are just over a week away from Ariana Grande's new album, Eternal Sunshine. In case you haven't This is the song she's released so far, Yes yeah. And. But she did wind up telling, she did an interview this week and said that, you know, because of the movie Wicked that she's in, coming out at Thanksgiving, she's got tons of press commitments this year. She's basically tied up the rest of the year doing press for the movie.
And she needs to do that.
She says as much as she wants to get out and tour for Eternal Sunshine, she's not going to be able to do it right now. So the Arianators, did I say that right? Arianators, they're going to have to wait a little while. She says she may be able to pick up a date or two here and there. So
she could always do Vegas once the press tour is done. That way she could stop and chill but still work.
Speaking of a little sidebar here, I heard the Eagles may take up residence in the Sphere.
Yes.
All right, moving on. You know, J-Lo has the visual album out right now on Prime.
I need to still watch
now. Well, when you do watch it, there's also a behind-the-scenes documentary. This is kind of cool. In the documentary, she talks about all the people that were supposed, she's asked to be in the visual album that said no. One of those was Taylor Swift.
Do we know why? Taylor's been busy.
There's a few things. Ariana Grande, also Jason Momoa, Jennifer Coolidge.
Oh, my
gosh. Snoop Dogg. It wasn't anything mean, no beefs or anything. It's just either they were unavailable or they were already pre-scheduled to do something else.
The most successful people in the world are the busiest people in the world.
Yeah.
It's true.
That would have been huge, man, having those people in it. Anyway, she did get folks like Post Malone and Jane Fonda in the video, so go check that out. And Willie Nelson is going to be back with the Outlaw Tour this summer.
On the road again.
Really?
Yes.
Is he doing?
When it kicks off in June, he will be 91.
Wow.
Is that like the oldest touring act?
You find somebody who's 92.
Yeah, right.
I know Willie's taken to a chair now, sitting down while he's playing. This is great. He is going to go out on tour, 25 dates, June to September. Tickets go on sale tomorrow. Also on the tour with him for every date, Bob Dylan. That is going to be huge. And then the other supporting act, half the dates will be Robert Plant, Alison Krauss.
Wow.
The other half will be John Mellencamp.
Whoa.
Yeah. Go check out Willie's site. Get your tickets tomorrow.
Coming up next, Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Trending now,
Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by Avatar The Last Airbender, now on Netflix.
When you think of Hollywood comedy legend Leslie Nielsen,
Airplane.
You think of also The Naked Gun.
Same old story. Boy finds girl, boy loses girl, girl finds boy.
Okay, and in a time in Hollywood where they're rebooting great story, well, funny stories, whatever, this one is getting a reboot thanks to Family Guy creator Seth MacFarlane.
Oh, okay.
And they will star Liam Neeson.
What I do have are a very particular set of skills.
It's a little confusing.
Wow.
Leslie Nielsen to Liam Neeson.
This could go well because Leslie Nielsen was a serious actor before all the comedy stuff hit.
It's a perfect casting. And then if Seth MacFarlane is involved, and he is as the executive producer, you know, he's going to give it his comedy touch. Yeah. The original writers and directors of the OG Naked Gun movies say they've been blocked out of the project, but they think that they should be writing it. And I'm thinking, bring them in.
Yeah, let them help at least.
It's not their project, though. Mm. Not this one. Also, comedian Richard Lewis passed away. I know you saw this.
Mm-hmm.
He was on Curb Your Enthusiasm with his best friend Larry David for a long time. Larry David's statement was so beautiful. We were born 3 days apart in the same hospital.
I know.
He's been in my life, all of my life, like a brother to me. Today he made me sob, and for that, I'll never forgive him. That was Larry David on his friend Richard Lewis. Cannot love this more. All the ways that your work, what you do, shows up in your life. Keep it coming. In fact, give us a call with yours. 877-310-4MSJ.
Makes total sense with as much time you spend doing your work every day, every week.
That you can't turn off those things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Edward says, I'm an ER nurse. I've had to start CPR twice in restaurants where I frequent. But if most nurses are being honest, unless it looks life-threatening, we're not making eye contact.
Wow. Okay.
Well, that's Edward's opinion.
I think he just sat on his fork. He's going to be okay.
Danielle, that's a personal decision when you're off that clock, I guess. Danielle worked in custom wholesale framing for 18 years. Mm. So whenever I'm out somewhere, I always notice the art. and can probably tell you who makes the molding, mats, and where the prints came from. I can also look at a picture and tell you what the size is within one to two inches just by eyeballing it.
That makes sense to me. I bet I'll say you're throwing a party at your house. He shows up.
Yeah.
And that's Hobby Lobby right there. Somebody went cheap.
I understand the other side of what you're saying, though, Jody, is it could wind up being a curse on your life.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, sometimes. Yeah.
Like, I can't escape. Just like that. Every time you walk in and you see a painting or a picture.
Jackie, I worked at a bank for 13 years. I still turn money all the same way.
I do that, too.
Oh, yeah.
For different reasons.
Yeah. It's bad luck.
Janine, I love this, too. Janine says, I work in a chemical lab. Measuring correctly is very important. So when I'm cooking, I'm always serious about my measurements. Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah.
That is very cool. You're probably baking. You're probably perfect.
Not doing a pinch of this and a pinch of that. It's all by the book.
Cadet says, I work in retail and merchandising. When I shop and shelves are a mess, I sometimes start putting stuff where it belongs. My daughter has to remind me, you don't work here. That's cute. I bet your folding at home is awesome, too.
Oh, yeah.
I bet you probably memorize SKU numbers, too. You know, the barcode stuff.
I don't know if you memorize numbers. Murphy, I don't think that means she memorizes numbers.
That's a replacement 5275 right there.
Charlie, I'm a medical laboratory technician, and I know enough to be dangerous about lab results. My family will sometimes ask me to review their numbers. And my favorite one, Trish, I work in insurance, so everything I see jumps out at me as a liability. It drives my family crazy.